Now, from Hollywood, Romance.
A guy gets out of the army and he's got to make his mark in the world. So he settles down to serious work. He's got his life all planned out. And then what happens? I'll tell you. A girl comes along and switches the blueprints on him.
So now, with Sam Edwards as Tom, we bring you transcribed John Dunkel's charming story, Coffee and Cakes.
For me, the word romance is all tied up with Mabel, a waitress at one of those chain lunch counters that was our hangout a couple of years ago. I was 22 and I figured I was allergic to romance, maybe because I'd never had any trouble finding it, or it finding me. Anyway, I had more important things to worry about, like getting started in a tough profession, the theater. I was studying at one of those drama schools, but already it was rough. My GI allotment never seemed to last out the month, and I always found myself down to the traditional coffee and cakes. Hiya, beautiful.
You forgot your glasses again. It's Selma's day off.
I mean you, Mabel, light of my life, that hangs upon the cheek of night like a rich jewel in an Ethiop's ear.
Actors. I got too many customers to stay for the performance. What did you have?
Just the juice of the Brazilian bean, love. Unless you've got some of those day-old crackers.
Again?
As usual.
End of the month, I should have known.
It's only that they have too many days, Mabel.
You kids, you think you can live on grease paint?
As of this moment, I appreciate your question. But we must learn to suffer for our art, Mabel.
Oh, suffer. Oh. Here's your coffee.
I thank you, mademoiselle.
All out of crackers, had clam chowder last night, but I'll see what I can do.
Hey, Tommy, slide the sugar.
Come on up. Catch.
Hey, you're stronger than you know, lover.
My aim isn't what it was. You should have seen me the day
Cut
I was...
Cut that out. The boss will raise Kay.
I do not fear your sour superior, my love.
Well, you better. He's been threatening to throw you theater kids out. Says you wrecked the tone of this joint.
Tone? Here? Huh. Well, if that's the way he feels, we might take our business elsewhere.
What business?
Yes, you have a point.
Where else could you sit for hours over one dime cup of coffee? Here, eat this.
Do my eyes deceive me, or is that a slice of lemon pie?
Ain't oysters on the half shell.
But, Mabel, I thought I made it
Eat
clear.
It and shut up.
But, seriously,
So maybe a customer ordered it and didn't eat it. See? It ain't been touched. Now eat.
Mabel, you've got the biggest, whitest cuff in town.
Ah, no skin off me.
Who you kidding? With that sourpuss manager watching every move you make?
So what? He don't scare me neither. Besides, you'll pay me back someday, Tommy, when you're one of them movie stars.
That's a mighty long-term investment. Mabel, tell me the truth. How much does this charitable work cost you per month?
None of your business. Go ahead and eat.
That was Mabel, heart of gold type. Not young, not pretty, not much to recommend her. Except that heart. Romance comes easy for some like me, but hard for some like Mabel. And that's the story. It really began that day when my friend Will, with pretty little Jackie Mason in tow, joined me at the counter.
Hi, Tommy.
Greetings, Barrymore.
My dear Miss Mason, you'd better warn your disreputable companion. I may have to alter the contours of his physiognomy.
Oh, they could stand it.
I beg your pardon.
What'll it be?
Mabel, my sweet, it just so happens...
Don't tell me. Just coffee.
Yep.
Unless you might happen to have two more pieces of that luscious lemon pie, Princess, that, somebody didn't eat?
Will.
Well, here's coffee, at least. I'll see.
Oh, Will, you ought to be ashamed.
Oh, I am. Deeply, sincerely. Also, I'm hungry.
Mabel's our good angel, Jackie, for actors in distress.
Oh, you two make me so mad. You know, I'd be glad
we've been all over that.
Oh, you'll bum from Mabel, but you won't take it from me.
There's a difference, my sweet. the camaraderie of low-income groups.
So it's a crime my family gives me enough to last all month instead of just 3 weeks?
Very inconsiderate of them. Part of an actor's education, to live fully and completely, the bitter and the sweet. Live, like I've been telling you.
Uh-huh. Only it wasn't starving you had in mind.
Well, like I say, if you want to be a great actor.
Oh, let's ignore him, shall we?
Listen, Jackie, no need for you to stick with us on this coffee and stale crackers routine.
Sure, go on. Order a steak sandwich. We won't mind. Of course, we may drool a little.
Oh, didn't I tell you I'm on a diet?
You need to diet like Fort Knox needs gold, Jackie. If you had any better figure.
All right, down, Falstaff.
Here you are, son. You'll have to like the blueberry. There's no more lemon.
Oh, good angel. Blueberry is the nectar of the gods. I thank you. My parents thank you. My cousin Esmeralda thanks you. And most of all, my stomach thanks you.
Well, they're all welcome. Save your breath for eating. Anything for you, honey?
No, thanks, Mabel.
Okay.
Blueberry. Delicious.
Oh, poor Mabel. You crumbums.
Now, sugar, look. We're very grateful. We plan to repair.
Sure. Minks and diamonds for Mabel. The minute a studio picks us up, no fooling.
I'd rather you did something for her now.
For instance?
For instance, marriage.
Oh, well, marriage? Are you kidding, Mabel? With that face?
Will, shame on you.
Oh, but it's true. She looks so, well, sad.
Well, she is sad because she's still single. And even though she's no beauty, she's wonderful. Oh,
sorry, I'm fresh out of wedding bands.
Well, I wasn't talking about you marrying her.
Oh. Well, of course, Tom is more her type.
Sorry, old man. I promised Mother I'd marry within my own generation.
I'm talking about Elmer.
Who's Elmer?
The one she's talking to right now down at the end of the counter, her boyfriend.
That?
That's her boyfriend?
Yes.
Well, you gotta admit, they make a pair. Well, that knows he could play Cyrano without the putty.
Look, he's the only boyfriend she's got, or likely to get now.
Well, cheer up. Maybe it won't last.
That's the trouble. It has lasted 7 years so far.
The bashful type, I take it.
Or the sponger type, like some others I could name.
Touché.
One who knows when he's got a good thing. All income, no outgo.
Jackie, such harsh words. I begin to have a strong sympathy for the gentleman. He must be financially embarrassed.
He's a waiter at the Gold Cup Room where tips flow like sparkling water.
Maybe he hasn't heard that two can live as cheaply as one.
Oh, he's heard. He's just taking no chances.
Well, maybe for the best, you know. Imagine seeing that across the breakfast table every morning. Ew. Of course, that's a two-way street.
Will.
Well, not much we can do about it, I guess.
Oh, I don't know. Maybe there is.
I don't like the sound of this, Thomas. You better sleep on it, kitten. Smother it. Leave other people's problems to other people.
Yeah, better forget it, Jackie.
We got troubles of our own, true?
True. Give me the sugar.
No.
Tommy, they tell me you read for the lead in October Storm. Have you heard anything yet?
Yep. I'm playing the butler.
Who got it?
George Cleves.
That old ham? Well, when are they going to start giving us kids a break?
We have yet to mature, I guess.
Oh, never mind. You'll show them. Oh, Tommy, I finished Boleslavsky's sixth lesson. Do you want to borrow it?
Yeah, sure.
Well, I can bring it down tomorrow. Or maybe if you want to read it tonight, you could come up to the dorm.
Well...
Oh, it's really wonderful. I got a lot from it.
Yeah. Okay, good idea. Thanks. That's what I liked about Jackie. You know, she was serious, really serious about the theater. Not the silly, romantic type that's always chasing guys like me. Of course, she had her hands full repelling Will's invasion tactics, but a real nice girl. That night, I went up and got the book, and we talked for a while about the theater. And then we walked down to the hangout for a Coke. I hadn't even thought about Mabel. But suddenly, Jackie said...
Hey, I've got it.
What?
How much would an evening at the Gold Cup Room cost?
About 2,000 times what we're spending... Pardon, you're spending on these Cokes?
No, seriously, how much?
For the works, maybe 20, 30 bucks, plus tip.
Okay. I get my new allowance Thursday. You can take her Friday night because that's her night off.
Who's her?
Mabel. Now, I'll get Al to lend you a car.
Wait a minute. Me? Mabel?
Who else?
Oh, no.
Oh, yes. Oh, don't worry. Elmer will be there. That's one of their big problems. You see, he works on her night off and she works on his. She can't change and he won't. It's a big night for tips.
Now, wait a minute, Jackie. I didn't say
Oh, listen, you know you owe it to Mabel. Anything you can do for her, am I right?
Well, she's been great,
and the
but...
best thing that you could do for her would be helping her get happily married. Am I right?
Maybe,
well, then
but...
don't give me any arguments. When I leave here, you're going to march right up there and ask her. Do you hear me?
I hear you, but I don't believe it.
And I'll be waiting outside to see that you do it.
But, listen, I'd have to skip a rehearsal.
Well, so skip it. You're only the butler.
Only the butler?
You're a great big hunk of man, and when Elmer gets one look at you with Mabel, why, he'll just...
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Well, I guess we'll just have to wait and see. Well, go on. Let's see how good an actor you really are.
We will return to romance and our story, Coffee and Cakes, in just a moment. And now for the second act of Romance.
How do I get myself into such things? Here I was about to make a reluctant bridegroom jealous by taking out a woman old enough to have pinned up my diapers. Of course, I was trapped. I did owe something to Mabel. And the look in Jackie's eye was something different from anything I'd seen in a girl's eye before. Somehow a little unsettling. I couldn't figure out how. Anyway, I didn't argue with her too much. And then when she walked out and left me to face Mabel, I didn't have much choice.
Didn't I just see you sitting over there in a booth with Jackie Mason?
Yeah, Mabel, but I got rid of her. Can I talk to you?
Tommy, I got no more lemon pie or any kind of pie. It's too late. Best I can do is a salami sandwich.
Not a thing, love. You got me wrong. Big news. I got a windfall. Rolling and folding.
Oh, sure.
No fooling. And now I want to repay you for all...
Oh, forget it, son. You don't owe me nothing.
I don't mean it that way, Mabel. I mean... Now I can do something I've wanted to do for a long time.
I know. Eat.
I want a date with you.
Oh, sure. The fifth Tuesday in April.
Next Friday night. And I mean it. I'm going to take you to the Gold Cup Room.
Cut it out, Tommy.
I was never more serious. Will you go with me?
Look, son, you don't need to do anything like that.
I told you. I'm not trying to repay anything.
But, Tommy, you're a nice boy, but... I'm old enough to
be... What difference does age make?
No, wait. Are you trying to make a fool out of me?
Mabel, nothing like that. Honest. Of course, I don't mean anything serious. I just mean sincerely. I'd be honored if you'd go out with me for the evening.
Well, thank you, Tommy, but... What about Jackie Mason? Wouldn't she...
Oh, Jackie, of course not. She doesn't mean a thing to me.
Well, maybe you'll mean something to her.
Oh, no, of course not. She's only interested in the theater.
Well, no, I'm afraid I can't make it, Tommy. Thanks a lot, but, well, I've got a steady. It's not that it would mean anything, of course, but, well, we're going to get married someday, and... No, I couldn't. Thanks, anyway.
And that was that. I have to admit I breathed a sigh of relief. But I felt a little like a heel, too. I'd come close to hamming it up and hurting her feelings. I was glad I avoided that, anyway. Well, when I told Jackie how it came out, she just looked grim and said not to give up hope yet. She had another idea. Well, I don't know what she said to Mabel, but next day when I sat down at the counter, Mabel came up, a determined look in her eye and her chin sticking out farther than usual.
Tommy, you still want to take me out Friday night?
Why, sure, Mabel, like I said.
Okay, then. It's a date.
But what about your steady?
Well, it might do him some good. See, other folks appreciate me, too. Especially, you did say we'd go to the Gold Cup.
Sure, unless you want to go.
Oh, no, that's fine. I'll be ready any time you say.
Like I say, I don't know what Jackie told her, but I had a pretty good idea. Only I wasn't supposed to know. The whole thing was legit on the surface, with Jackie pulling the strings from both wings. A real clever girl. She even went with Will and me down to rent a tux for the occasion. Well, after all, she was paying the bill. She might as well get a look.
Don't you look yummy.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That is gorgeous material, isn't it?
I was thinking more about what's filling it out.
Oh, yes.
You should never wear anything but a tux.
Don't like to travel. And some girls like me in a bathing suit.
Oh, such vanity. Well, what do you think, Will? Does he pass?
Not bad. Suppose I look like that?
You want the truth, dear?
Never mind.
Want to trade places with me, chum?
Uh-uh. Thanks awfully, old chap. Enjoy yourself.
And I may. You never can tell.
Just so you don't enjoy yourself too much, handsome.
Will that be all?
Oh, yes, thanks. How much altogether?
With the tie and studs and tax, $7.76.
Okay, here you are.
Out of 10. And you'll return them Saturday morning. Thank you. Just a moment.
Listen, Jackie, when I get my allotment, I'm chipping in on all this.
Yeah, me too.
Well, okay, if that's the way you want it.
We do.
For good old Mabel. After all, what's an extra week of starvation? Except death, maybe.
Well, the big night finally came, and I played the part as directed. But it could be I was outplayed by Mabel. Anyway, the whole thing is a kind of a kaleidoscope of memories, like the departure.
Here, let me straighten your tie. Have you got the car keys?
Mm-hmm.
And the money?
Mm-hmm.
Now, remember, we've got to have that car back by 11:30, and Will and I will be at the hangout.
Mm-hmm.
Well, are you all ready?
No, but I'll never be more ready.
Oh, you'll be fine. Here.
What's that for?
Good luck, Natch, on your big performance.
Then it was picking up Mabel at her little rooming house. At first, I didn't recognize her. That was Will's doing. He had borrowed the fanciest dress he could find from the theater wardrobe department. The makeup was Jackie's job, and she had performed a near miracle. For the first time, I was beginning to feel optimistic about the evening. And then we arrived at the Gold Cup room.
Monsieur, madame.
Evening. Thompson, reservations for two?
Of course. Right this way, sir.
Hey, will you get a load of that guy?
Real ham, huh?
Yeah.
You looking for someone?
No, just a gawking. Some joint, huh?
Not bad. I've never been here before.
Oh, haven't you? Who am I kidding? Neither have I.
Madame.
Huh? Oh, thank you.
Monsieur, do you would want to order now?
No hurry, thanks.
Monsieur.
You don't suppose,
What?
Nothing. Well, not much like the old lunch counter, is it?
But you look right at home, Princess. A perfect jewel in its proper setting.
Oh, Tommy, come off it. But I do thank you for this beautiful corsage. You didn't have to do that.
The works tonight, nothing but the best.
But I keep thinking about how many pieces of lemon pie it'd buy.
Never mind. Live for tonight. Let tomorrow take care of itself. That's what I always say.
And you're right. Let's get the biggest...
What's the matter?
Nothing. I just thought I saw someone I knew.
Anyone I know?
No. Well, it's that waiter.
Oh, the one coming this way with the big tray of food?
Yeah.
An old friend?
Well, kind of. Maybe, if you don't mind, I'd better say hello.
Oh, of course. I'll call him over. Oh, waiter.
Yes, sir.
The lady wishes to speak to you.
Mother.
Good evening, Elmer.
After that, the evening got hectic, and I don't remember too much. Elmer was so shocked and so mortified by the accident with the tray that later, when we saw him working across the room, his face was still white and sick-looking. However, Mabel played it like a cornel. She was magnificent. But the climax came when we got back to the hangout. Mabel couldn't resist showing off in front of the gang.
Oh, Mabel, you look just lovely, doesn't she, kid?
Oh, she sure does.
I guess I didn't know I had it in me myself. But you know...
Uh-oh, here comes trouble.
Oh, why, Elmer, what brings you here?
I came to say just one thing. Young man, what are your intentions toward this lady?
Intentions? Why, I haven't got any.
As I suspected. Just because you're young, good-looking, and wealthy, and an actor, you think you can trifle with another man's fiancée. Well, I'll show you...
Wait a minute now.
Elmer, wait. Stop! Oh, Elmer!
You love me.
Come on, Mabel. You're getting out of this place.
But, Elmer...
For good.
Did you say... For good?
We're getting married tonight. Now, you coming?
Oh, yes, Elmer. I'm coming,
Tommy. Tommy, baby. Darling, are you hurt? Did he hurt you?
Oh, I don't know. What was it, a right cross?
Oh, sweetheart. I didn't think he'd really do anything.
Wait a minute. What did you say?
I said, sweetheart. Is that such a surprise?
I don't know. I'm not real sure I'm awake yet. But, you know, I just thought of something.
What, darling?
If Mabel's gone, who's going to feed us? On the cuff. Well, don't think it wasn't a problem for a while. But it worked out just like Jackie figured. Now, once in a while, I see Mabel around town with Elmer. I guess she's pretty happy. He and I never speak, but Mabel's smile is all the thanks I need. Well, as I say, this happened a couple of years ago, and since then I got a contract with a studio. Nothing great, no filet mignon every night, but at least the coffee and cakes are steady. That way we don't have to borrow anything from Jackie's folks. Oh, yes, I found out what that look in her eye was all about. She married me.
Romance is produced and directed by Norman McDonnell, with editorial supervision by Het Mannheim. You have heard Coffee and Cake, specially written for Romance by John Dunkel, starring Sam Edwards as Tom. Featured in the cast were Jeanette Nolan and Eleanor Tannen, with Lee Millar, Edgar Barrier, Joseph Cranston, and Dolores Pinar. This is Hugh Douglas, inviting you to hear Romance, transcribed next week at the same time.